This is the Mr. Chris MIE podcast, episode number 42. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up.
The way up. Yo. What up? What up to everybody out there in podcast land? It's been a minute since I did a MIE podcast, but I want to share something with you that I've been thinking about, and hopefully it can motivate you, inspire you, and encourage you today. We are on episode number 42, and the title of this episode is Do Something Today. Don't worry about the past, don't worry about tomorrow, but do something today, one thing today, because that one thing that you do today can turn everything around. The reason I'm thinking about this story is because I kind of had I thought back to a time when we did, the whole dance studio went to LA, and we entered a competition that's a pretty big competition. It's called Hip Hop International. And in there's certain rules in the competition that you're supposed to kind of follow while you're doing the competition. So you have to do a certain amount of each style. So it's not necessarily about just putting a dance routine on stage, but it's can you cover different styles of dance in hip hop? So can you do, you know, you're going to have like a locking section and, you know, B-boy, B-girl section and all that. And if you're listening to this, I know these are dance references, but it's not a dance podcast. It's kind of the story of what happened on this trip that I want to share with you, because I realize there's a lot of people that, you know, you don't dance. And some of you that listen to podcasts, listen to the MIE just for, you know, some motivational stories and some, you know, words of encouragement. So this particular trip has some nuggets in it. So we were there, you know, we took some kids there to perform, and we did not follow the rules of the competition. So we had a routine that we thought was good, put the routine in the show. And then I think out of, I don't know how many was in there. It might have been 60 groups in there, but we placed like 55th or something like that. I mean, just afterwards, we just couldn't believe it. We were like, yo, that just hit us. Like, I mean, were we terrible? What is the deal? And so everyone was like ready to go. I mean, we had already done the performance. We was like, well, I mean, we came out here just for that, and we didn't do well at all. So, I mean, you might as well pack it up and go back. But my wife, shouts out to my wife. She's always about doing something right now, today, to change the situation for the better. Don't wait. Don't think about it. And do not spend a second being depressed about it. Don't waste your time. Just jump right back in and do something. And she comes in. She was like, you know what? We need to find something to do while we're here. Now, we're going to turn this thing around right now. What can we do? And I'm looking like, I don't want to do anything. I want to go somewhere and sit down in a corner and get some ice cream, get a Cinnabon, and just be depressed about how terrible we were. Right? She's like, no, what can we do now? Then she's like, I got it. And now in L.A., there's this big choreographer's convention or showcase. It's called the Carnival, where all the famous choreographers and dancers go and they you know, present pieces. And so she was like, do you know someone? Don't you know the people who are over there? I was like, I don't know them, but I can get a contact. So get the contact on them, call them, and see if we can take this piece that we just did. The piece that just landed at 55th place on that same piece. We're going to do, we brought these kids out here. Something's positive is going to happen. So do it. Call them. So I'm thinking like, there's no way they're going to let us in. I mean, there's like famous people that perform here. They're not going to let. She's like, do it. And you know, it it really taught me. It was one of those moments in life where it taught me to not, you know, don't doubt yourself and don't waste time being depressed over the past. But you can do something like right now to change it. And so I did. I gave them a call, and they were like, well, we want to come see the piece. So we rented out a dance studio. And actually, one of Lady Gaga's choreographers was there at the rehearsal when we performed it for him. And he came in, and he was like, the babies is killing it, because we had a lot of little ones on there with us, too. They said, they're killing it. Yeah. And so the people who are over the carnival, they looked at the piece, and they were like, you know what? You know, you guys, you know, I don't know what happened at Hip Hop International, but for us, that's going to be perfect. We would love for you to perform in the carnival. And we performed in that showcase. And I tell you what, it was one of the best routines that we've ever done in our entire life. I'm talking about this thing killed it, brought the house down. And so it leads me back to the title of this podcast, and not just for this, but even for you. Do something today. Like when you get the bad news, when something doesn't work out the way you want it to work out or didn't think it would work out, do something right now to change it, because you can. You can. It's the only thing that you can do, actually, is decide, even if it's just changing how you feel. You know what I mean? Say if you can't physically do something or go somewhere, but changing how you feel. Like, I'm going to get in vacation mode. You know what I mean? I'm gonna relax. I'm going to imagine I'm in Hawaii. I mean, but do something to take a step towards success, because you can do something today. And the thing that prevents us from doing it is we either are worried about the future, like what's coming next, or we're dwelling on the past. We're like, oh, that dance routine was terrible. That means we're terrible. We're never dancing again, right? And so a lot of times, like even for us, like going for a new job, we won't apply again if we get a no. Or we're trying to go to college, go to a school. We won't fill out the application or do the FAFSA because we got turned down by, you know, do something today and then wake up and do it again the next day. But every day, what you have right now is the right now, and do it, make that change. And I'm telling you right now, you'll be surprised what will happen, even if it just changes how you think for that day, which will definitely lead to something successful, because how you think, that is how you will be. It's your boy, Mr. Chris. Thank you so much for tuning in to another MIE podcast. That's all I got for you. And your boy is out.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.